CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Complacency is one step before failure." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who are not complacent. Our first playmaker runs the largest 811 one-call center in the nation, receiving up to 13,000 calls per day. While our next playmaker created a software solution that covers the life of the asset for the real estate investment professional. With us today is a CEO whose company protects underground assets for over 1,500 member utilities and municipalities in Texas. Well, our next CEO runs a technology consulting firm that focuses on the real estate and financial services industry. His great playmakers are Mike Losoyer, CEO of Texas 811, and Jeff Wilson, CEO of Saxony Partners and Pairview Software. And we're going to begin today's show with Jeff. Jeff Wilson is the founder and CEO of Saxony Partners and Pairview Software. Established in 2011, Saxony Partners is a Dallas-based technology consulting firm that focuses on the real estate and financial services industry. Pairview Software is the operational platform for the real estate investment professional, which automates the life of the asset from acquisitions to dispositions and everything in between. Prior to starting Saxony, Jeff served as the Chief Technology Officer for the Archon Group, the real estate division of Goldman Sachs, and Jeff worked for Arthur Andersen Business Consulting in their real estate division. Well, Jeff, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
I mentioned twice already something called life of the asset. What do you mean by life of the asset?
That's a phrase that we within Pairview Software, our software company, use to describe the scope of what the software does. And in essence, it is intended to communicate that the software, Pairview Software, focuses on acquisitions all the way through to disposition, so the entire life of a particular asset or investment. So we start where the software starts, which is at the very beginning. Acquisitions, we pick up and we automate deal pipeline management. We come into the underwriting process. The software supports pre- and post-close financing activities, a little bit around the close process. A lot of that's around to-do lists and document management. Then we harvest all that information used and gathered during the acquisitions process to set the asset or the investment up within the software itself. And then at that point, we go all the way from the investor fund investment down to the asset or property level into the tenant and lease, supporting all of those business processes ultimately through to the dispositions.
So you're tracking it all the way through.
Yep.
Always know where you are. Well, let's talk about Saxony Partners and Pairview Software. There are two companies all together. So tell me about the Saxony Partners story and how Pairview Software started.
So, as you mentioned earlier, before starting Saxony Partners, I was at the Archon Group, the real estate division for Goldman Sachs. And when I was there, I noticed that there had just always been a lack of a consulting firm or professional services firm that would be able to really understand our industry first and then also have great deep technology skills. And so when the economy turned in 2008, Archon's business model certainly turned and was impacted by that, and realized that at that point in time, there needed to be a next chapter to my story, so to speak, and had the opportunity in early 2011 to leave Archon to start Saxony Partners when we were engaged with some former friends and colleagues of mine at another large real estate asset management firm here in Dallas that needed a lot of help. And they were and what they needed and what they couldn't find was the ability to find people that had deep real estate technology expertise. And so I left, started Saxony Partners for that end, and was able to hire a lot of great people, both from Archon and from other industry groups, as well as just deep, deep technology people. And so our value proposition is: we know your industry, we know the space, and we also are just masters of our craft when it comes to the technologies that we serve and have. Now, to that end, our very first client with Saxony Partners led us to a project that ended up building the software product that we now go to market as Pairview Software.
Websites again. We're speaking with Jeff Wilson, the founder and CEO of both Saxony Partners and Peerview Software. The websites are saxonypartners.com, and the second one is peerviewsoftware.com, and Peerview is P-E-R-E-V-I-E-W software.com. This business then was really continuation of what you were doing before with Archon. Even with some of the players, because some of the similar players, you just built this going farther. Then how did Peerview Software help build your business and really create clients for both companies?
You know, so I knew, it always marveled when I was at Archon why any of the big real estate technology companies out there, or just the big software companies out there, whether it's Oracle, SAP, et cetera, never focused on the real estate asset management space. And because they didn't, we at Archon had to have a huge development team that basically built a huge and therefore expensive custom-built platform that basically did everything that Peerview does today. And so when we were engaged with Saxony Partners with this other large asset management firm in Dallas, they had the same problem that we see with really everybody in the industry, which is the following. One, they've got a decent accounting platform, but other than the accounting and maybe HR functions, there's nothing out there that supports the front and middle office business processes. And so what everybody has had to do is throw labor at it and use other things like Excel and PowerPoint and stone tablets in some cases. And we said there's got to be a better way, right? And you've got to be able to automate this stuff. If it's very, very difficult to grow unless you've got great team and great technology platform. And Excel is just not the answer. It's the best modeling tool in the world, but it's a terrible database. And so thus the idea of Peerview Software to come in and create a single platform that supports all of those products. Now, to your point, the two businesses are absolutely synergistic to and with each other. A lot of times we will go in to other real estate asset management firms with the Peerview value proposition. And for whatever the reason is, it's just not the right time for them to think about implementing Peerview Software because of all these other issues and challenges that they have. Well, guess what? We say to our prospects
and
customers.
That's just one solution for
it. Yeah, that's one of our go-to-market value propositions. We also have a phenomenal team of people that has been recognized by the Dallas Business Journal as well as the Inc. 500 in the last year of people that just really, really know your space. Let's pivot and focus on some of your other problem areas. And so it's been a great synergy between those two solutions.
Well, two of your areas you focus on is real estate and financial, but you've also worked with healthcare and restaurants. How do those fit within the in your group of people?
Yeah, you know, they're very different skill sets, honestly, and we've been pulled into because of the great team that we have in other areas. We've really been pulled into the restaurant retail space and into the healthcare space. And so we're actually trying to build those practices up significantly. But the value proposition is really the same, which is we're going to come in and we're going to really know your industry. And we're going to really talk your talk. We're going to understand your problems. And therefore, you're not going to have to spend a lot of time and therefore money bringing our team up to speed. And we're going to be able to come in and know what your challenges are. And therefore, first, because we understand your business, we'll then second be able to say, here are some technology ideas and solutions that are going to be appropriate for you.
Well, all four of those industries we mentioned are strong here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But let's talk about real estate for a moment. What do you see as some of the technology trends in the real estate area?
You know, there's forever the real estate industry, particularly in the commercial real estate space, has been the last industry on earth, it seems like, to have any technology focused on it. If you know anybody that's been in that space, they will absolutely say that. But over the last 5 years or less, there's been literally tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, of technology startups backed by joint venture private equity firms coming in with various different segments in the space. And so you see a lot of platforms coming to market around leasing and lease pipelining, helping asset management companies understand where are you with your office or retail building in terms of current leases and lease pipelining stuff. There's a lot of fun stuff happening in that space, as well as the area that we're playing in, which is core asset management. Traditionally, that space has only been filled by Excel. And now you're finally able to have an asset management platform that allows you to grow your total assets under management without having to grow headcount in parallel, which is huge because the economy has changed a lot over the last 7 or 8 years. Labor is getting more and more expensive. Healthcare is not cheaper, but more expensive. The demand, particularly in the Texas economy, the demand for skilled labor is getting more and more difficult. So it's harder to find more and more talented people. The millennial generation's not like the other generations that have come before it in the sense that, I remember 20 years ago in my career, it was not uncommon to say, hey, we've got a deadline that's fast approaching, and we've got to do what we have to do to get the deliverable done. Therefore, it was a badge of honor to sleep in the office, so to speak. Those days are gone, right, particularly with these younger generations. And so, therefore, you've got to have technology come into this space. And so, like any free-flow economy, the demand has picked up, and finally, the market is responding to the real estate asset management space.
A couple of things you mentioned a few moments ago. You've been recognized by Inc. Magazine as one of the 500 fast privately held companies in the U.S. and the Dallas Business Journal. It says you were one of the top 100 best places to work. I like that even better because that has to come from your people. So based on that, what have been the keys to your success in the short time you've been in business, last 4 or 5 years?
You know, a couple of things. One, for me, it has been understanding who I am as a CEO and who I'm not, and more importantly, who I'm not. And I realized to some extent what my strengths and weaknesses are, and we've been very fortunate to be able to hire around my immediate weaknesses, right? And therefore, we've also been able to go out and recruit some of the best talent in the marketplace. And at the end of the day, talent speaks for itself. And when we're either at Saxing Partners or at Pairview Software in front of a current customer or a prospective customer, that talent just makes itself known. And then you let them go and do the great things that you hired them to do. And then that turns into having just a great culture that's not necessarily top-driven, but that's really more kind of bottoms up. And I think that's more than anything probably the reason why we made number 8 on the Dallas Business Journal's top 100 list.
Well, the software is something that's very important. They created, but when you take a look at even Saxony Partners, all it is people.
Right.
And that's what brought you to where you are. Tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of either company on the internet.
SaxonyPartners.com or PairviewSoftware.com.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
You bet. Thank you.
Jeff Wilson is CEO of Saxony Partners and Pairview Software. Again, it's SaxonyPartners.com and PairviewSoftware.com. And Pairview is PEREVIEW. We're going to take a short break, but don't go away. We're going to talk to the CEO of Texas 811, Mike LaSawyer. We'll be back with Mike right after this.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to speak with a man named Mike LaSawyer. He is the president and CEO of Texas 811, which is a damage prevention nonprofit entity that is the largest 811 one-call center in the nation, headquartered right here in Dallas. Texas 811 was formed in 1984 as Texas excavation safety system and was the first statewide one-call notification center in Texas. Their mission is damage prevention of underground assets for over 1,500 member utilities and municipalities in Texas. Texas 811 works to protect underground pipelines, cables, etc. by notifying utilities of upcoming intended excavations so those utilities can mark the location of their buried lines before the dig begins. That's what we're going to talk about. Mike, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting. I wasn't even aware there was something called Texas 811, and in talking ahead of time, one of the big efforts you have is letting people know about this. So tell everybody, what is Texas 811 and what do you do?
Texas 811, you mentioned it quite a few times in your opening. Texas 811 is a damage prevention organization from top to bottom. That's why we were formed, and that's why we still exist. We want to make sure that our underground facility members, from gas to electric, water, are safe at the end of the day. And we also want to make sure that excavators, the people that are actually putting the shovels in the ground, come home every day. That's the reason we exist. That's the reason that members continue to join Texas 811. We get the word out. We get out into the public and get the message that the utility companies are wanting out there about protecting their facilities. That's the main reason that we're here.
Yeah, I've always seen either promotional announcements or billboards where it says you need a call before you dig. But we were talking ahead of time, and we were talking about just residential digging in your backyard, just a few feet. Why is that so important?
Texas 811 wants to let everybody know that there are laws in effect that require that you call before you dig. There are some individual regulations that say you don't have to dig if you're not digging more than 16 inches with mechanical equipment. But lines have a tendency to rise over time. You don't know if they were actually put into code. And so what we recommend is that everybody that puts a shovel into the ground, whether you're putting a garden in the backyard, an irrigation system, you're just going to get out in the backyard and shovel around and plant some trees, give us a call. It's a free service. There's no reason not to call us, and we'll send somebody out to mark those underground lines so you stay safe. You just never know what's there. Someone may have put something in that you're unaware of. That's the biggest comment that we get is, oh, I know where everything is in my backyard, and that's really not the case. So we just want to make sure that you're safe at the end of the day.
So I'm about to dig my backyard. I call 811.
Correct.
Someone answers, and they send somebody out to check where I'm going to dig.
What we're going to do is get a little bit of information from you. We're going to find out who's doing the digging. We're going to get a little bit of scope. We're going to find out an address of where the location is taking place, where the dig is actually going to occur. I mean, we've got customers that will call us that are putting in multi-mile pipeline installations across multiple counties, or we have someone putting in a tree in the backyard. So we're just going to find that scope. We're going to ask you a few questions about what you're doing, how deep you're going. Is the area white lined? Just general construction information. And then we're going to take that information and send it along to the members that are affected in that area. We have databases that let us know where our members have pipeline. And once we line that area out, our systems will tell us who will be affected, and we'll let you know who those utilities are. And then we're going to send a message to those utility companies so they can get out there and mark those lines for you.
Not quite as urgent as 911, but again, no charge for calling 811.
Exactly. I mean, and that was one of the primary focuses when this company was started, is that it's going to be hard enough to get people to make that call because there is this impression that it's going to delay their start time, and it's just more paperwork they have to do. So one of the things that was an importance was to make sure that this was free so that customers would have the opportunity to call and not be worried about being charged for the service that they really needed to be taking.
What I found interesting is you are not just limited to Texas. This company, this nonprofit organization, is in, what, four or five additional states?
Right. My board of directors, I am run by a board of directors. I have 12 members that direct where I'm supposed to be doing business. And one of the things that they wanted us to do is expand. We are I believe, first in class in the state of Texas. We're very large. We have a large number of agents. So we decided we'd take that on the road and see who else we could get. And in over time, we've added West Virginia, South Dakota, South Carolina, New Mexico, and we also do the offshore operation from Brownsville all the way over to the Florida Straits out in the Gulf.
We talked about this ahead of time, too. You are a nonprofit, but you
Correct.
Still need to make money.
Absolutely.
To pay everybody. What
Absolutely.
Is your revenue model? Who pays you?
The utility companies pay us. They pay us on a per-ticket basis. It's more like a membership organization, so pay as you go. If when a caller calls in and we let them know that they're four or five utilities on their property, when we send that message out to those utility companies, those are the ones that are going to pay us. So each one of those messages that we send out, they pay us for. And we do, on the average, of about 12 to 14 million of those outbound tickets a year in the state of Texas.
Now, you've been with Texas 811 and its predecessor for about 20 years. Been growing over the years, too. What has been driving your growth, especially here in Texas?
Actually, it's construction. You know, the thing that really pushes our business is new home construction. Whenever a new house is put in, we're going to get four or five calls when they're doing the initial construction, fences, irrigation, plumbing. All of those calls, all of those activities actually generate calls for us. And that's where our business is coming from. So as Jeff mentioned earlier, in 2008, there was a downturn, and we suffered for that. And things have come back. Business is picking up, and we're seeing, 8 to 10% increases year after year since 2010, and it's been really good.
Lots of stuff is buried underground, and we don't know it's always there. So what is the penalty for not calling before someone digs?
Actually, the Railroad Commission is the big governing agency in the state of Texas that is going to hit you hard with fines for not calling. They go anywhere from $2,000 up to $250,000 for not calling. And if there are leaks, if you do happen to hit a pipeline that has liquids in it and it goes out into the environment, there's a hefty EPA penalties that go along with this as well. So it could get pretty pricey. And like I said, it's free, so there's really no reason not to call in the beginning.
I think you alluded to this, but most people probably didn't pick it up, that Texas is the only state where it's competitive.
Yes.
There are other 811 companies. But in doing some research about Texas 811, you're all about customer service.
Correct.
Now, talk about how customer service is tied in with what you're doing.
One of the things that Texas 811 does heavily is damage prevention. We have boots on the ground. We have guys out in the field all over the state of Texas that are going out, speaking at home and garden shows, any kind of event that actually we can get a booth in. We've got guys all the way from the panhandle of Texas down to the tip in Brownsville. We do all of our training and our public awareness in English and in Spanish. There is a requirement within the state of Texas that we do have Spanish-speaking operators. Our competition lacks in that. That's one of the things we're very proud of is our bilingual staff. And actually, that's helped us gain business all over the state of Texas. But we go out anywhere we possibly can to get in front of schools, fire departments, police departments, emergency responders. These are all places where we get our name out. If you have a meeting, we will be there and talk about it.
Well, I also see that you have a big summit coming up later in February. Talk about that.
Correct. We have a summit. It's an annual meeting where we'll have vendors. It's a trade show type of environment. We'll have about 60 booths there. We usually have 500 to 600 attendants, and we'll give seminars and lessons on new technologies that are happening within the industry, and we'll also give lectures on new products that Texas 811 is producing as well. Besides running call centers, we also own a small software company, and we are developing new products all the time, and we're putting those out to our customers. And this is the time that we come together every year and put those products out to our customers so they can see what we have to offer.
For anybody interested, that is on their website. That's the Damage Prevention Summit, February 22nd through 24th in San Marcos. And by the way, we are speaking with Mike Losoyer. He is the CEO of Texas 811, and their website is texas811.org. I mentioned before customer service. I was referring to customer service for your customers, but you also do it internally, too. You have a lot for your people. Matter of fact, you have an on-site clinic for the employees and the families at no cost. Talk about what you're doing for your employees.
Absolutely. I guess it's been about 10 years ago. Well, we got some pretty hefty increases for our health insurance, and we wanted to make sure that our health insurance was accessible to everyone. And I hear that a lot, that insurance is accessible, but really to a part-time person that lives paycheck to paycheck, it's not. So we went self-insured, and we opened an on-site clinic in our office. So we have a doctor, a nurse practitioner, and a medical assistant that are there 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and our employees can go online, make an appointment, and they can see them free. So from the day they start, our employees, their dependents, and their spouses can see a physician for no charge. I just think it's essential. You know, customer service doesn't really mean your outside, customers. It's also your inside customers, which my employees and they're my family, and we do everything we can to make sure they're taken care of.
Well, apparently, this has grown because in doing a little research, there were about 20 employees when you started about 20 years ago. You're up to 252 right now.
Correct.
What spurred that growth?
Actually, it was construction. The jump came on, and in 1997, there was a law that was passed that made it mandatory that you call before you dig. And it also made it mandatory that utility companies, Class A facilities, which are oil, gas, telephone, electric, they became members of a one-call system. So that was the big catalyst that got the utility companies involved in the one-call center, making it mandatory. Actually, Texas is one of the last states that made it mandatory or actually had a law that asked you to call before you dig. So
the organization started in 1984 as Texas Excavation Safety System. Why was that developed?
Texas Excavation Safety System was a volunteer in the beginning. We had 10 pipeline companies that pooled the money together to start the process. There were two other centers in the state at the time. Most of those were operating, or both of those were actually operating down in South Texas. And then Texas Excavation Safety System wanted to make sure that it was statewide as opposed to just remaining in the Houston area where pipelines were. And they wanted to add communication, electric, and the other utilities to that model. And that's where Texas 811 started. In 2000, the 811, which is a national organization from the CGA, Common Ground Alliance, formed. And so you can go anywhere in the United States, pick up your mobile phone, and call 811, and you'll get that state's 811 center. And so Texas 811 became about 2000. It was just easier to remember than dig tests.
We've been talking about 811, so tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold or find out more information about what you do.
Sure, you can call 811, which is the national number. You can also reach us on the website, which the majority of our tickets come through the website at www.texas811.org.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Mike Losoyer is the CEO of Texas 811. We have had an excellent show. In addition to Mike, we just had Jeff Wilson, CEO of Saxony Partners, at the opening of the show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.